August 7th, 2022, the Feast of God the Father and His Divine Will, 3 p.m. service. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, a nefarious collusion is being formed by nations who oppose freedom and the truth. Do not be deceived into thinking the term union defines good. Do not dine at the table of illicit gain. Time is the package that, as it is opened, reveals much. The annihilation of entire nations by disease or aggressive takeover. The rise to power of evil forces. The small made greater. Small issues becoming great problems internationally. The coming to power of the Antichrist. All that I have foretold in Scripture will come to pass. Children, I confide some events of the future to you, not to alarm you, but to call you to prayer. Prayer for trust in my provision. I do not want you to live in fear, but in the peace that only trust can give you. Other messages from unauthentic messengers are meant to cause you fear and unrest. They do not ultimately lead you to trust in me. Be careful who you lend credence to. I speak to you to leave you in peace and trust in my provision. Children, take advantage of these times I give you to pray and sacrifice for the welfare of all humanity. The present moment will never be repeated again in the same way. Under the same circumstances. I have been generous in my patience with an errant society. Do not be a part of the world, but a part of my army of reparation. Be certain that the rosary is included in your day. Pray for my remnant faithful. Pray that more priests join the ranks of this chosen group of prayer warriors and promote it. As I speak to you, the sands of time are quickly passing through the hourglass of the future. Do not be so foolish as to think that because the present moment has passed without catastrophe, you will not see any future moment when my words to you will not come to pass. Once my patience is exhausted, the future I have spoken of will unfold rapidly. Prayer and penance are your allies. Do not abandon them. Celebrate my lordship over you, not just today, but every day. Be assured of my loving paternal concern for each of you. There is no present moment in anyone's life which I am not a part of. Depend upon my strength, my wisdom, my omnipotence. When you ask me with a loving respect, I can change hearts, influence free will, and bring about a change of opinions. These are all needed for a conversion of heart, and therefore the conversion of the heart of the world. Approach the altar of my heart with awe and respect. I will then listen to all you say. The sovereignty of my divine will embraces all people and all nations. If you love me, obey my divine will by obeying my commandments. The triple blessing was given. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 1 through 3. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You have given me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.